By Olds Grizzlies head coach Dana Lottery, 17-36-7, the final record for the season, 7th in the South Division. Just overall on your season with so many 1-0 games, how do you evaluate how your team put forth a regular season for you here this year?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I think we were around 21, 22 one-goal games. You know, you take half of those or 10, 12, turn it around with a lucky bounce, and, you know, we're fighting for second, third place. Definitely don't feel like a seventh place team. The teams up top of our division were, you know, played well. Some of them we have winning records against, so it's exciting going into playoffs feeling like more of a 4 or 5 seed.
You have the Canmore Eagles set as the playoff opponent this regular season series, 3 regulation losses and then 3 games that went to bonus time. Just look ahead to the matchup and how you think you guys line up as far as the Grizzlies versus the Eagles go.
Yeah, it's been good, you know, especially the last 3. We got them, you know, 2-2 ties going into overtime in a shootout. Tough to tell how those games would really end, being that 3-on-3 isn't going to happen in playoffs here or a shootout. So we're excited. You know, we've, you know, figured out a way to play them that's, you know, kept their offense down a bit. If our goalies keep playing well like they have been, really excited for the opportunity.
They're obviously a high-scoring team, as you mentioned. You've been able to keep them in check a little bit there. Your offense, you know, you wound up with James Gunn 1 goal short of 10, so you nearly had 7 players in double digits. You had a few players over 20 and around the 20-goal mark this year. How do you feel offensively you match up with a team like Canmore?
Well, I think we tried to spread it out this year. Last year we had 2 guys that were quite substantially higher than the rest of the group. So we really stressed trying to get secondary offense, you know, from your second and third lines. And that's shown with the guys that, you know, have all kind of upped their points a bit. They got a couple guys that can put the puck in the net, but that's defense wins championships. And hopefully we're able to come in and portray that.
This was a varsity night here tonight, and so you have 4 20-year-olds on your team this season. Did you do for them this week, and what do you want them to take away and, you know, obviously try and build towards the playoffs out of their final regular season home game?
Yeah, we had a good night tonight. Got to celebrate them and the fact that they get to graduate our program. I think as a 20-year-old, anytime you graduate a program, it's pretty special. And you know, a couple of those guys have been here with us since the start of their junior career, so that's neat to see, and we honored them tonight in the game. You don't want to stress too much about, you know, this being your last chance to play. It's kind of unneeded stress, but just go out and have fun, enjoy everything. You know, it can be over in a good way in 3 games, it can be over in a bad way in 3 games, it can go 5 games. Each time you step on the ice, it's a brand new shift, and you just got to go out there and leave it on the ice, and you can't be sitting here next week having regrets either way it goes.
When the playoffs start as a coach, what is maybe the top couple of things that you want to stress for the team as they begin? You know, what is a more intense part of the season?
Yeah, I just going back to turnovers, smart plays, and when you get into a 50-50 situation, you just got to be smart about where you put the puck and not throwing it away blind. Which I think we've gotten a lot better as the season progressed. It's something we were, you know, pretty hard on the guys with. The offense will come. We'll just wait for them to turn the puck over and we'll attack, which is, you know, us being smart with the puck is not giving them that chance to attack on our turnovers.
As playoffs begin, they always want to try and wear down the opponent as well. You've had a couple of call-ups in the lineup. Will they continue to be in the lineup? And how big a part can Ryan McBeth and Joel Ray be as filling out your roster of forwards that can, you know, help wear down opponents in the playoffs?
Yeah, it definitely adds depth. Both those guys brought a lot of energy the past few games, and they got up on their checks. And it was refreshing, I think. You know, us being short-rostered for quite some time now, we didn't really have enough guys to roster a fourth line. You bring them in, and they've just done everything we've asked. They've, you know, skating well. They're getting up on their checks. It's rejuvenating. Going into playoffs, you know, you might be able to have a few roster changes with some guys actually in the stands and make some decisions on that. But, excited for them coming playoffs.